You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Marilyn Della and her partner survived the near total destruction of their three-story house there on the edge of the state forest in Kalorama. It was virtually destroyed in the storms, and how they got out with the help of her son, driving up the hill and then climbing through the debris in order to climb them out, is really quite remarkable. Marilyn Della, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm a lot better today, having 24 hours of being able to process, so a lot better, a bit more like my old self today.
That's good to hear. I know you were really shaky yesterday and when I spoke to you yeah. last night. Yeah. Marilyn, you're staying there with your son?
Yes.
And whereabouts is that? What suburb are you in now?
In Kilsyth.
In Kilsyth. When did things start to go wrong on Thursday night? What were you hearing and what was happening in and around your house?
Well, Michael had the warning.
That's your partner.
My partner, 200K winds. The power went off at 9 o'clock. We thought, that's it. We'll go downstairs and sleep on the ground floor. And we were in bed there. We were there for a while. It progressed. You could feel the winds progressing. And I'm thinking, oh, is this going to be a tree, whatever. In the end, I couldn't stand the noise, the roar of the wind escalating.
What did it sound like, Marilyn?
It sounded like, it was like 100 lions all roaring at once and coming to a fever pitch, and then you just held your breath because waiting for a crack, meaning the crack of a tree, and then not knowing where it was coming down, where it was falling. So we felt safe in this little room. We were in another bedroom. It was three brick walls and I felt safe there. But then we're lying there and we're hearing the banging on the roof. And that was the start of it. We went upstairs and the kitchen window had blown in. Michael, my partner, got a small cot mattress because I have them for the grandchildren, etc. And we put it up against the window, thinking, oh, good, if that's the only damage. And then as soon as that thought is there and I turned around, the wall and the ceiling came in on me.
It actually fell on you, did Marilyn?
Sorry?
It fell on you?
It fell on me. I'm very bruised on my back and thigh. The hip region, the size of a bread and butter plate, you might say. It's very sore and I'm cut because I had the brick wall come down on me, but I had wedged myself in the door frame against the other brick wall, which was at right angles to the wall coming down. So it didn't flatten to the floor because it was then wedged above the other brick wall. So that, you know, I felt that door frame was what saved me, and because I'm screaming. Because at that point it was pitch black. I felt like it was all happening around me but couldn't see a thing. I felt like I was in a whirlpool, and for just milliseconds of my life I didn't know if I was going to be here or the hereafter. So that was momentary. And then at that point, that's when it started. It just seemed to be one tree after the other.
You could hear tree after tree falling on the building.
Yes, you'd have a quiet break where it was just wind, and then you'd hear it escalate again, like lions roar. And that's what it sounded like to me, waiting for it to escalate and not knowing where the next one was going to drop. And I'm in my nightie and my dressing gown at this point because we had been in bed. And when it just kept falling and we lost, it came through the bedroom in the middle floor, come through the skylight. So I had trees coming down on the bed and the water flying because they had 3 inches that night of water. And the bathroom, I could hardly get in the door of the bathroom because the bureau or the dressing table on one side of the bathroom was upturned in front of the sink, and our bathroom's, you know, quite large with a big spa in it, but it obviously a tree had come down there too. Then, so the bathroom, bedroom, kitchen, dining room were just awful. So I go downstairs to get a bit of peace, but all the water's coming down the walls down there. You just couldn't stay there. And so Michael then rang my son. Yeah.
So your partner rang your son. At this point, you're thinking you've just got to get out of this building, I guess.
Well, yes, because it was horrific. When I look back on it, it seemed like milliseconds that it all happened. But this, over the progression of, 3 hours and trying to get out, was no mean feat then. So
I guess the choice to go outside, though, is a risky one because then you're completely unprotected. So
well, I froze. Michael's trying to get me out. And I'm froze. I'm frozen because I've already been hit. I'm trying to deal with my back. And I could see in the end there's no way out. And he said, Shannon, you know, my son is on his way. And I'm thinking, as a mother, no, I don't want him here. He could get hurt, you know. So it's stupid, you know, how the mother thing comes through. But Anyway, he didn't hesitate. And he was there, but he couldn't get up Mount Dandy Road. He could only get as far as Inverness.
So what did he do?
Well, there was another girl in a car that was blocked to and couldn't move anywhere, and she was on her way to her boyfriend's house in Linda Creek Road, and so they just befriended each other and wondering how can we get out of here. And she finished up, she was like 6 months off being a fully fledged paramedic. So she said to Shannon, I'll come with you if you like. And he said, well, I could do with the company. And they had a 40-minute trek then to walk 2K because they're having to negotiate over the trees, many trees on the road and the foliage to make their way to Jeeves Avenue and then come down Jeeves. And he said it seemed quite clear at the top. He said, and then we were just going through bush, trying to determine where the road started and other people's driveways there, because the rubble down my end and I'm at the end.
Right. It was just so thick.
Was
so
really bad.
They're basically pushing their way, Marilyn, through branches and trees that have fallen down in order to get to your house and then get you out.
Exactly. And, you know, there's power lines down as well, which obviously there's no power, but who's going to take the risk of touching
dangerous.
Them? So
Absolutely.
You've still got to jump over them. And I couldn't talk about this yesterday morning. It would have been a blubbering mess. But he forged through, and I had my car, because remember, both my cars, or my car and Michael's car, were down because the carport had collapsed over mine and Michael's truck, because he's a landscape guy. All the tree and foliage were all over his. So we got up there to the carport with the intention of trying to drive out. That was laughable. I couldn't even get my car out.
No, of course. So, Marilyn, that would mean then that your son, after, you know, crashing through everything that's fallen down, all the debris, that he had to then walk you out. Were you still in your nightie coming out through the...
Yes.
You were.
At that point, I threw a pair of jeans on, but I still had my nightie and my dressing gown on. I couldn't bear anything around my back because I'd been cut, as I said, and I was really sore. So I managed to put a pair on. I grabbed some clothes to the carport, and I'm a bit dazed. So Michael kept, you know, not screaming at me, but, come on, you've got to get your jeans on, you've got to get your jeans on. And I managed to pull them up and get them over the sore part of my back. But I'm in my Ugg boots. I mean, I must have looked horrific, but At that point, I didn't care.
I don't think that really matters.
When you think about... Exactly. When you're fleeing for your life, you don't care.
Absolutely. So how hard was it pushing out through all those broken branches in the dark, in the wind and the rain?
Well, because Shannon and this other girl had come through, Ali, I'll use her name, had come through sort of navigated their way down to me. I'd left put the hazard lights on my car so they could see the driveway. Because remember, it's rubble. You can't distinguish one driveway from the road because of the foliage of the trees and the actual trunks of the trees that are crossing your path. And when he got to me, it was like, oh, you know, my hero. But when we were leaving to go out, I wondered, how can I do this? Because I'm not young anymore. I'm not as fit as I used to be.
Can I ask how old you are, Marilyn?
Do you know? I'm 72.
Well, that's a bit of a trick for...
I thought I had my medications with me, et cetera, for, you know, various stuff, but I didn't. So I'm virtually just flying out. I did have my handbag, and that was about it because I could sling it over my shoulder. But trying to negotiate, going under tree trunks, climbing over tree trunks, my son would be pushing the foliage down so that I could get through it. I had my hand held the whole way. So the four of us sort of trekked through it. And I can only liken it to... my son said, oh, it's like Jurassic Park, Mum, without the dinosaurs and the trees, the crack of the trees. You didn't know where it was going to hit. Like, that's what it was like.
I know that scene from Jurassic Park. Marilyn Della is with you this morning. Her house in Kalorama was destroyed in the storms, and she's telling you the story of how her and her partner got out on Wednesday night. I've been mistakenly saying Thursday night. My apologies. How they got out, as she's described, with the house basically collapsed behind them. Marilyn, I'm going to take some calls in a moment from people who have been going through similar situations to yours. But just a couple of questions before I let you go. I know you got down the highway with your son and you're in his house now, thankfully. Mm. What do you know about the house? Is it completely destroyed? Can you go back there, and do you want to go back there?
Not looking forward to it, but I'm going to have to once the assessor comes through. They can't come through until there's, you know, power. I'm not quite sure how that happens because the Jeeves Avenue is clear up into the point of our house, and the SES have deemed it unstable, and there was a gas leak. My daughter and her husband went there yesterday. They couldn't get any further, and the smell of gas was awful because there was a big tree that had come out and gone through the middle of my neighbours over the road. So I'm not alone. There were thousands going through trauma that night, and we're all just taking one foot in front of the other, I'm guessing, to process our way through it all, not knowing. It's the first time in my life I've felt homeless, and that's not a nice feeling. I'm with family, sure, but it's...
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know. And as you say, I think you've got 9 grandchildren, so it's up the home where all the family goes. I want to read this to you, though. This is coming on text from Matt, the paramedic.
Yeah.
Marilyn, it says, I just want you to know we tried desperately to get to you in the ambulance. We, SESF, CFA and police drove all around Kalorama but couldn't get within 4 kilometres because of the trees. My partner and I spent 1.5 hours driving all around looking for a route in the storm. Sending a hug your way, says Matt the paramedic.
I understood. As we were coming out, we came across some other, I think they were SEC or... CFA, I'm not quite sure. I was in a bit of a daze as I'm coming down the road. They couldn't get any further. I completely understand. They couldn't have got to people trying to get out to feel safe.
Hemmed in by trees.
Yeah.
Marilyn,
the minute we heard it, we'd have to race to an embankment and wait for, you know, it's something I never want to go through again.
Marilyn, I know there are about 5 or 6 trees on your house right now, so good luck when you do get back in to have a look
at
a house that I know is meant to a great deal to you and your family. And take care of that back of yours. Get some medical help.
I will. Thank you. At least we have our lives. The rest of it is things.
Exactly right. And you've still got those precious grandkids, the most important
That's
things
right.
of all. Marilyn, good to talk to you. Good luck.
Thank you.